welcome back to Lounge with Books. I'm Sophie.
And I'm Claire.
And today is our final podcast before the Christmas break, so you will miss us for 4 weeks. I don't know how you're going to cope.
Because we finish early.
We do finish
at our school.
It is. I mean, I'd say it's one of the pros, but when you think about it, we actually have a shorter summer and we don't have 2 weeks in October.
Yeah.
So we are kind of robbed a little bit.
Yeah, but I like that 3 weeks we have after Christmas.
It's beautiful.
Great. Yeah.
This is our Christmas episode, and we've got loads of things to talk about. We're going to start talking about the Christmas raffle.
Yeah.
Now, we do the Christmas raffle every year, and the idea is that kids that work hard or be kind, which is our school slogan, get a raffle ticket. And the more raffle tickets you get, the more likely you are to win prizes. And we have a huge selection of prizes, which we kind of gather throughout the year.
Yeah.
So we've got books, we've got stationery, we've got posters, we've got credit points to give out, we've got toys, we've got beauty stuff. There's a selection for everyone, isn't there?
Yeah. And books.
Yeah, books. And today we've adorned our Christmas gear. You've got the Santa hat on.
Yeah, I did.
Got my reindeer ears.
Yeah.
It feels nice.
Yeah. Yeah. We've got the Christmas music playing at break times, and it's all coming together. Yeah. We're all a little bit tinseled up in here.
So we're going to draw that next Monday to kind of cruise us into Christmas. And it's just a brilliant activity. So if you can get prizes throughout the year, it's rewarding.
Yeah, the year sevens have been going crazy with the quizzes and the scavenger. You've done this scavenger hunt, haven't you, where they have
to go and
search for things in the library. Yeah. Things like they've got to go and search for the passwords of getting into the computer, or they've got to go and search posters or look in books or all sorts of bits and pieces.
And then there's some Christmassy ones, like how many books make up our snowman's hat.
Yeah.
And all those kind of things.
Yeah.
They go wild for that. But we've got like 3 Christmas quizzes that they can do. And the quizzes, you know, quiz them on different things. So you've got crosswords and all sorts. Mm. Oh, it's so much fun. So that's the Christmas raffle.
And this week, which has been a really nice end to the Christmas term, we've got a pre-recorded author talk and Q&A from Ellie Fountain, who is the author of Boy 87, which is the book we gifted to our year sevens in September. And it's been really, really good. Really, really enjoyed the talk. She's talked about the book. She's talked about her life in Ethiopia. And then she's answered these questions that I sent in from the students that I've asked them prior to her doing the video. So she's answering those on the video.
I think it's amazing, because obviously usually when we gift a book to all students, we get the author to come in to talk to the whole year group.
Mm.
And that's not really possible. And the reason we asked for it pre-recorded is so that we could show every single year seven class. They all get that same experience.
Yeah, because I just didn't feel I could just select a few to have the live Ellie Fountain talk. So that's why I asked for the pre-recorded one.
She's done an amazing job.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
And she's been through some interesting things.
Really good. Yeah, really good. So if anybody fancies doing that, it was brilliant.
It was brilliant. And if you haven't heard of Ellie Fountain and you've got Boy 87 or her new book Lost, you really need to get her as an author talk. She's highly engaging.
Yeah.
Really, really good. So thank you, Ellie. We appreciate it. Thank you.
It
was such a lovely Christmas treat.
Yeah.
Now, we're actually whipping through this podcast pretty quickly because we've had 2 fire alarms. And we're nervous. We are nervous. The kids know it's Christmas. They want to be stood on a cold, wet field. I don't know.
You can spot me from a mile off, though. I've got my sparkly Christmas hat on.
Yeah, and I've got my antlers on. When I remembered to put them on, I was too busy trying to put antlers on. And then I was like, oh, I need my mask on. Just so many things to put on my face.
Yeah.
So we are kind of like...
So we're waiting for the third one to go off.
Yeah, so if you do hear a siren...
Yeah.
Go line up. Fire alarm.
Again. I get to go for a long walk down the field to go and say, Learning Lounge is clear.
Even though there's only you in here.
Yeah.
But books. Now, obviously, we're taking loads of books home for the Christmas break. So when we get back in January, you're going to hear all about those amazing books. But what have we been reading currently?
So currently I am reading Heartbreak Boys by Simon James Green.
We love Simon. You were like, oh, I get to big up Simon on the podcast today.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, you do.
Yeah. We love you, Simon.
We love you, Simon.
Yeah. We had a great author visit with Simon James Green, didn't we?
He was amazing.
Yeah. really, really good. It was just a completely different type of session,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Because
he went into the drama. We got him to do the drama one, and the kids just devoured it, didn't they?
I really want to read Heartbreak Boys.
Yeah,
because
really
friendship
good.
And relationship books aren't usually my cup of tea, but when he spoke about this one, I was quite interested by it.
Well, this is the basis of the story. Is the main characters in the book are Nate and Jack, and they get dumped at prom, and obviously they are both devastated. Nate more than Jack. I think Jack deals with it a lot better. What happens is Jack sort of consoles in Nate and sort of says, you know, we've got to try and get over this and, you know, be the bigger people in this. And Nate is very much like, no, I'm terribly upset and I don't want anything to do with you. We used to be best friends and you're not my friend now. I'm just can't believe Tarek would do this to me, and is, you know, just heartbroken because he basically came out at prom as well.
And then got dumped.
Yeah. Anyway, between Jack and Nate's parents, they decide that Jack can come on their camper van road trip. And Nate is like, why do I want you to come on this trip with me? I don't want to do it. And Jack basically convinces him by saying, look, we need to go on this trip together just to show that we're bigger than this and we can be stronger than this. And we'll do loads of photos of us looking really cool on this trip and just make out we're having a good time. And that's kind of where I've got to in the story. So
you don't know if they're having a good time?
No, they've arrived at this one campsite, this first campsite, and it's like really dodgy. It's got dodgy people,
you know,
on it.
Sometimes campsites are like that.
Yeah.
Most of them are like that.
It's a bit rough, and like Jake tries to like talk to this older adult and sort of said in the canteen, do you come here often? And of course this adult thinks that he's trying to hit on him,
no.
And he's like, are you like, you know, and it's typical Simon James Green type of banter in the book and stuff like that. So yeah, I'm enjoying it. It's good.
I have started reading a book that's also about prom.
Right.
It's called You Should See Me in a Crown by Leah Johnson. And this got quite a big up. And I also think it's an LGBT book as well. Look at us.
Oh, yeah.
Both reading LGBT at prom.
Yeah.
I'm not that far in it. It's like 10% in, but I don't know where your book's at, but mine's like in Indiana, America.
Oh, well, mine's based in England,
yeah.
Yeah.
And it's very heavy on the American culture. It's almost like I'm watching a teen show, you know,
right,
like in America, because like, everyone's doing like song and dance, prom, proposals. That's really hard to say. And there's football teams and band and all of this other stuff. Anyway, the main character, she has to run for prom. She hates it, but she has to run for it because whoever wins prom basically gets a cash prize.
Oh,
and
I
she
see.
Needs that
she
money,
needs the money
to get into this really prestigious like music school that her mum went to.
Okay.
And I think her mum died. So it's like, it means a lot to her. And she's got her friends around her looking after her and wanting her to do this. But there's quite a lot of, the school is very, it's not very woke. So, like, everyone's slightly racist and everybody's kind of slightly bigoty in the way that they treat minority groups. So, people at prom, the same-sex couples aren't allowed to go together. Girls have to wear dresses, boys have to wear suits. There's no kind of room for anybody that's not straight.
Oh, I see.
And I've just got to the bit where she sat in the auditorium and this new girl comes in who's really loud, vibrant, is completely stirring up the school. And then the main character's like, oh my gosh, she's kind of pretty. And that's as far as I've gone. But it's all about music. You'd probably like it, actually. She works in like this grungy music store.
It's all about
rock and roll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not all girly, teeny, American poppy type thing.
No, I would say the main character isn't that kind of girl.
Yeah.
She's all kind of like into her music, very quiet, just kind of wants to head down, get on.
Mm.
But then, like, everyone else around her is very much, like, tweeny, kind of poppy. Like.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Sounds a bit Pretty and Pinkish.
It is, but like I say, I'm only, like, 35 pages in.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's going to get pretty dark, because in this, like, auditorium meeting, she kind of laid the ground that the school is very anti-everything.
Yeah.
And I feel like with this new girl coming in, they're going to like mix up the school. Mm. And I think there's going to be a lot of drama.
Yeah.
So it's good.
There's been quite a lot of hype around this book, hasn't there?
Yeah. I mean, I always say to you, I just think of Billie Eilish when I read the title.
Do you?
I don't know if Leah Johnson intended it to be the same as the Billie Eilish song.
Oh, yeah, because she's got... The title is a song, isn't it?
You Should See Me in a Crown, yeah.
Oh, interesting. We'd like to know.
Yeah, was this the soundtrack to the book? Or completely unrelated? I don't know. But it's fun. It's good. So that is it from us. A nice, short, sweet one before Christmas. We'll have loads of book reviews when we get back. Of course, we will still be on the Twitter. So get in touch with us at @lounge_learning. And please catch up on all of our episodes if you haven't already, because there's some really good ones in there. And it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from me. Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.